This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Quentin Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And we're talking about how dangerous the current situation is with our dependence on technology. And I'm going to give you a tiny nit of an example. So I got an email from someone I know who wants to come on air with us here at USA Prepares. And so I'm just going to read you. I'm not going to mention this person's name, but I'm going to read you the exact email without the person's name. So I sent this email responding back, asking to be on the air with us or with me. And I said, person's first name, sure. We can teach class together. Our schedule is booked every day for the foreseeable future. When we have an opening, I will contact you. We have a loyal faculty, and they have been with USA Prepares for as many as 13 years. I expect that we may have an opening in a month or so. I look forward to broadcasting with you then. Vincent. Okay. I got an email back, and it said, K, Vince. Capital K. Space Vince. Just let me know when you're ready. And it was signed by this person. And I said, and I responded back, person's first name, will do. By the way, who is K? Thank you, Vincent. So, and that was a little tongue in cheek on my part. And what I'm trying to say is this newspeak, this telephony speak, this cell phone speak, I can't stand it. And it has infected it. No, that could have been just a typographical error. It could have been okay, which happens to be 0K, but people say okay. Sometimes they say okay. 0K meant zero killed. So how do we do in battle today? 0K. Nobody got killed. That's where it came from, like Civil War era. But the bottom line is that this newspeak has prevented people from actually being able to communicate what they're trying to say. People have just talk to a young person today and try to figure out what they are trying to say. It's impossible. So if you add that to the equation about technology is going to kill us, maybe there was someone in the communications field or installing components or trying to figure out how to configure a component that took the whole system down for Optus in Australia. Maybe it's that kind of thing. Maybe it's one of these shorthands, okay, you ready to throw the switch? And this kind of texting is going back on, and the message gets confused. Like, don't do it, and it comes out without the don't, and it's do it. And then somebody throws the switch, and bang, the whole network goes down. Or do it, and the guy doesn't do it. Or the message doesn't go through. It could be as simple as that. That's why I say technology is going to kill us all. And it's greedy people who are doing this. Yeah. Yes.
You know something, Vincent? Technology doesn't have to kill us all, but it will. It'll kill a lot of people. I want to say a bit of a story. okay, just so that people sort of get a glimpse into how unnecessary technology is. Okay, I am, in just a few weeks' time, I'm going to be 49 years old, okay? When I was a small child, so maybe about 46, 47, 45 years ago, living in Rotorua in New Zealand, there were people living in Rotorua in New Zealand who were living in the middle, just about a quarter of a mile from the Rotorua CBD, in their own homes, with zero technology. And these people were, there were only a few of them left when I was a little girl. But they were Maori, New Zealand Maori, and they were living in traditional Maori huts, okay, called whare. And they were living in a Maori village that was located about a quarter of a mile from the central business district in a Maori village called Ohinemutu. And if you go to Ohinemutu today, none of those houses are there. But 47 years ago, they were there. They were up on the hillside, overlooking Lake Rotorua. And the people who lived in them were all in their late 90s or over 100 years old. And they had been living in these whare houses, traditional Maori houses, for their entire lives. They may have even been born in those houses. All those houses are gone now. But that's only during the 1970s. They were still living there during the 1970s. I don't know what you were doing in the 1970s. I suspect you were probably an adult. You were probably a father. You might have been, you were living your own life while you were doing that. There were people living in Rotorua as they've been living for hundreds of years in traditional Maori huts, whare houses. And meanwhile, I also have a brother, and he is 19 years older than I am. I have another brother who's deceased who was 18 years older than I was. So if my 18-year-old brother was still alive, he would be 67 years old now. Mum and Dad only got electricity on in their house when Mum was pregnant with my brother Danny, the brother who died. That was only 47 years ago that they got electricity. Sorry, not 47, 67. Sorry. It was only 67 years ago that Mum and Dad got electricity on in their house. Before then, they didn't have any electricity. They had a son. They had a family. They had a house. They had a farm. And they ran the whole thing without electricity, without any electricity. The electricity only came later. The well only came later. Before that, they had a cistern and they collected water from their roof, and that was their water. That's how they began. They're smallholding. They're small farm. They had about 17 acres of land, and that's what they lived. That's what they lived on. No electricity, no water except what they collected from their own roof. And I don't have any water in my house except the water that I collect from my roof. It's absolutely possible to do it. Absolutely possible to do it. But it takes a shift in mindset to do it. I have electricity now. It makes life more comfortable. But could I live without it? Absolutely. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And, you know, I was talking with the family this morning, breakfast time. I was talking about the telecommunications failure, collapse in Australia, where 10.2 million people were down in terms of communications. And I said, I think it's great. And Mrs. Finelli was kind of aghast. And I said, it's better that it happens now, when people can recover from it and learn what this is like. It's like a Chinese fire drill, you know, where you get to, you know, practice. And if they do learn something from this is great. If they, and I'm sorry for those who were impacted and maybe have died as a result of what could be carelessness, recklessness, greed, a CME, it could be a substandard parts, and all of the above, as I delineated. I'm sorry that that happened. But the silver lining is that maybe, just maybe, a few people can learn from this. Now, most people, I believe, will say, oh, praise the Lord, it's back. I can text. I can, you know, I can order pizza. I can get that Uber. You know, praise the Lord, this is good. Whoa, it was terrible. And not learn anything from what happened. Okay. Let's talk about some of the bad things with technology. So there was a... yesterday, there was a election or selection or an apparent or an alleged election or selection in several states, an off-year election. And the Commonwealth of Virginia was no exception. So they had a selection. And there was a Republican who was running for a House of Delegates seat. It's kind of like a state representative. In Virginia, it's called House of Delegates. And there was a Democrat who was running against a Republican, and the Democrat was a gal, a 40-year-old, and, you know, kind of a prestigious job. Some might think she was a nurse practitioner. She might even still be a nurse practitioner. But she made the news. She's greedy, and so was her husband. And so what they decided to do was have sex on the Internet. And so if you would tip them, they would perform sex acts on the Internet. They would do all kinds of things. And it was allegedly written that if they had an open marriage, which means, oh, anything goes. Sex with anybody, right? Sort of. But I guess if you're willing to pay. And this gal, 40-year-old, is running for a government-selected, elected position. Now, she lost, but here's the point. She lost by less than 1,000 votes. Less than 1,000 votes. So if you want to talk about how Rome is burning and the filth that was going on in Rome, the homosexuality, the swingers, the emperor coming to dinner for your house and then saying, well, that was a really good meal. Where's the bedroom? Because I'm taking your wife up there. And by the way, I've got the guard outside. And if it's a problem for you, I'll just call the guards.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver
silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So while the United States of America is burning, we don't have the equivalent of Nero playing the fiddle. But we do have the equivalent of Nero at the beach or on vacation. Switching to give credit where credit is due, dailymail.co.uk, quote, porn, as in pornography, porn dem, as in Democrat, porn dem, Susanna Gibson loses in Virginia, nurse is defeated by Republican in swing seat after webcam videos of her having sex with her husband were exposed. The so-called porn dem, Susanna Gibson, lost her Virginia House of Delegates election Tuesday to Republican David Owen. Less than 1,000 votes separated the two candidates. Final results showed. Gibson was outed in September for live streaming sex with her husband for tips. End quote. Now, we're going to be in the dark. And that's my forecast. It used to be in the United States we had a lot of companies that made light bulbs. A lot of companies. General Electric was one, Sylvania. And you can still buy light bulbs with brand names like General Electric, maybe Westinghouse, maybe Sylvania. But they're not made here in the United States. People like Hillary Clinton killed the electric light bulb, the incandescent light bulb. Yeah, to save energy. And with that, it ushered in the compact fluorescent light bulbs, which we did not make. And they were replaced with light because it had mercury. So Hillary Clinton wanted to kill the electric light bulb with tungsten as a filament and replace it with a compact fluorescent light bulb which had mercury. And what do you do with light bulbs when they burn out? Oh, you bring them to the recycling place, right? You drive over there, you know, bring them one at a time, or maybe you collect them. Actually, nobody does that, right? They just throw them away. So now mercury is being mined from the planet, concentrated in little light bulbs, and then we throw them away and distribute the mercury that we mine into the landfill. And that wasn't such a good idea, these compact fluorescent lights, because they didn't last very long, and it took a, you know, like a second and a half to warm up and maybe 3 minutes to come to full brightness. So they weren't so good in the generally dumb public's eyes. So they, and if one of them broke, you know, like if a fluorescent light bulb broke in a school system, they'd call the hazmat team and they'd evacuate the school because the light bulb broke and mercury spattered across the floor. Absolutely happened. So now we don't have to worry too much about mercury. We have to worry about LED lights with ultraviolet that comes out of many of them, which can blind you. Right? And then who makes those? Regardless of what they say, they're made in China or Asia. So we don't make light bulbs. So it looks like Australia, England, you know, Europe, United States, South America. If the Chinese say, that's it, no more light bulbs for you, LED light bulbs, we're going to be in the dark. This is what we've done. This is what your government has done. Your government has allowed low-cost employees to replace American, European, and Australian workers because we can't compete. Because we don't live in grass huts. Or we don't live in apartment buildings where there are 14 people in an apartment building that's designed for two. And we have rules about, you know, not dumping toxic waste. Not that we don't, not that we abide by the rules, but we have rules and other countries don't. So we can't compete. I'm talking about Europe, Australia, United States, South America, Canada, we can't compete. So what has happened is we have abandoned the manufacturing of almost everything. And if we have a war with China, we're going to have to ask them if we can have some stuff to shoot back at them. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right, and it's utterly ridiculous, the situation that we're in. And we haven't even touched on the housing thing yet.
Let's talk about housing.
You know?
Let's talk about housing
after the break.
Yeah. We'll do that.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion on USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider a brief pause in the fighting with Hamas, but he is rejecting calls for a ceasefire. Ohio voters yesterday overwhelmingly approved a ballot referendum that adds a new right to reproductive freedom, including unlimited abortion, to the state constitution. The Supreme Court will decide whether individuals under protective orders can retain their firearms. An appeals court sided with a woman's ex-boyfriend, asserting that gun bans infringe on the Second Amendment. The White House downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says take those polls with a grain of salt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a quick diversion. You know, class, I went to see Norm, Dr. Norm Shuley. And it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I spent some time with Dr. Sergey and his wife and family and Dr. Shuley and over there in their kitchen, in their house outside of Springfield, Missouri. Our son Bam went with me. And we had a wonderful time. And Lou's going to see him this week, Lou Cassidy. And as you know, Lou Cassidy and Dr. Shuley collaborated on the PEMF device, which is absolutely brilliant. It absolutely works, in my opinion. So I thought it'd be really nice if y'all wanted to send, you know, our class, instructors and students, wanted to send Dr. Shealy an email because people call and say, how's Dr. Shealy doing? Well, it'd be kind of nice if you sent him a short, sweet email, let him know you're thinking about him, and you look forward to hearing him on the radio. Because he loves coming on the radio. Because when I was across from him, or next to him at the kitchen table, I said, so Dr. Shealy, you know, if you feel like it, just call in. Call in anytime. We will make room for you anytime you want to call in. So I know he has a vast, vast base of people who really appreciate what he has to say. So if you want to send him an email, it's real easy. Just norm@normshealy.com. N-O-R-M. As in Norman. @normshealy. S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. norm@normshealy.com. And you might want to put in the subject line that you're a student saying hello. Something like that. It would be wonderful if many of you did that. But don't assume other people are going to do it. Because if everybody assumes someone else is going to do it, no one's going to do it, right? So I think that would be kind of a nice thing to do. Second quick topic is, I mentioned that these LED lights come from China. And I did some research many years ago, and I decided that I liked Sunco, S-U-N-C-O, brand of LED lighting. And they're sold at Amazon. And they came with a 5-year warranty. Now, a warranty is only as good as the company that backs the warranty. Some companies have lifetime warranties, and it doesn't mean anything because they go out of business. Like, how good is a Craftsman warranty on tools when they no longer, when the company like Lowe's or Ace Hardware that sells Craftsman now doesn't carry that tool that you just broke that had a lifetime warranty when you bought it? So a warranty is only as good as the company that stands behind the warranty. Well, I had problems with Sunco lights over the years. They had some, and they're all made in China. I don't care what anybody says. They're made in China. But there are different levels of quality, and there's different levels of design, and different levels of customer support. So over the years, I'd call Sunco, and I'd say, yeah, one of our retrofit lights, and you can look up Sunco retrofit, R-E-T-R-O-F-I-T. They go in can lights, and they're pretty good. But over the years, I've had some problems, and I'd call them up, and I'd say, I bought some, and like 24, and I've had one fail. It's okay. Name, address, and they'd send me one. And then when another one failed, I'd call them up and say, another one failed. They said, okay, we got you on file. We'll send it to you. Now it takes about a week. Well, the most amazing thing happened. So I've been doing this. Every time they fail, I call them up. Well, I talked to a young man by the name of Jaime. And I said, so I got two of them that failed, and I explained how they failed. And he did not say, I don't believe you. He didn't say, prove it. He said, okay. And he said, I've got you here in the system. He said, okay, if I send it to this address. And I said, that's great. Thank you so much. He said, you know what? He said, you have, and I'm paraphrasing, you have two of them that failed. I'm going to send you four. Now, that, he's going to send me four. And I got an email that said, confirmation, they're sending four. Now, here's what that means. That means I no longer have to run for the board of directors of Sunco. I don't have to do that. Because actually, there's one company that's taking care of business. Now, just before I placed the order for replacement Sunco lights and bought some more, I bought some from a company called AMICO, Amico. Less expensive. And they arrived. And I don't like them. I don't like them. They are the epitome of the 10% rule that I talk about. You know, if it takes 100 units to make it, the Chinese can make it with 90 or a 9, you know, 10% less. This thing, these lights were flimsy, cheesy, and I didn't like the way they positioned the lighting with the beam angle. It hurts my eyes because as you walk around, you know, like the kitchen, you can see the LEDs lighting up and they hit your eyes. And I don't like it. The Sunco has a more recessed baffle. Much better. So, going back are all 24 of these AMICO lights. I don't like them. But I do like the Sunco. And if you get them, I suggest you get them with the baffle design because the LED sits higher up. And I put them in the cans and measure the temperature. The Sunco's run cooler. How about that? Only a few degrees, but they run cooler. So my hat is off to Sunco, and thank you, Jaime, for taking care of me, sending me four when I had two defective. Now, don't take advantage of these guys because we don't want them to go out of business. We want them to stay in business because they make a better product than the other guys, at least in my opinion. That's my opinion. Gwyneth, if you want to talk about housing.
Yes. There is an ad on the internet here in Australia at the moment, and they're saying, paraphrasing for it to be effective, hurry, 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 invest in real estate because you know that real estate is going to double in value in the next 10 or 15 years. Buy in these locations. We will show you where to buy. And do you know something? Every time I hear that ad, it irritates me. And I've figured out why it irritates me. Because they're lying. And it's very easy to prove that they're lying. When you a two-bedroom row house in the middle of Melbourne that is selling for $1 million, not even needs renovating. And for people to say that in 10 or 15 years' time, row house is going to be worth $2 million, that means that whoever buys it over the course of their life is going to have to earn $8 to $10 million over a lifetime to pay for that $2 million row house. That's very easy to prove. The system is going down, and the real estate values are going to go to zero. At the moment, they are being propped up by money from, or currency, from BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, who are being funded by people's pension funds and inoculations of funding from certain globalist banks to families, whose names begin with R. But I'm not going to name on air right now, okay? But let's just say that there's two families in particular, and both of these families have surnames that begin with R. And if you can't figure it out, I encourage you to go do some research on the internet and don't have to think about. What are we going to do about housing when there are whole suburbs in Sydney at the moment that are whole subdivisions, maybe not the whole suburb, but subdivisions within the suburb are getting demolished. Low-income housing, whole subdivisions of low-income housing in Sydney are getting demolished, public housing. There's streets with no houses on them anymore in Sydney, where 10 or 15 years ago, those streets had houses on them. Low-income housing. You know, in the United States, they're calling it hard housing, you know, Section 8. But the poor have to have somewhere to live as well. The housing market is collapsing when a family where mum and dad are both working can barely afford the rent and can barely afford the bill, can barely afford to put food on the table. And these people are saying, hurry, 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 invest in real estate because property values are going to double in the next 10 or 15 years. No, they're not. They're going to zero. They are going to zero because our entire system is going to zero. we are staring in the face of a full systemic collapse. And we have to all think about what that means. That means the digits in your account are pretty soon going to be worth nothing. So you need to take those digits now, and you need to buy some real, this is not financial advice. If I was in the situation where I had digits in my bank account, this is what I would do. I would buy rural farmland. I don't have rural farmland. I have rural farmland. But if I didn't have rural farmland and I had digits in my bank account, I would be buying rural farmland as much as I could. And probably in the ballpark of 20 to 40 acres as a single person. If I had a family with me, it would be in the ballpark of 20 to 100 acres. But as much as I could possibly afford. If it had a house on it, that would be good. If it didn't have a house on it, that would be okay. I would camp on it and build a house. That is what I would do. And if you look at the municipalities, they are going away. Most of them are really covering up for the fact that they're right on the brink of bankruptcy, and the only thing that's holding their books up, their bank balances up, are the inflated property prices. But as soon as the inflated property prices go to zero, when you get a full systemic collapse, that's what happens. The municipalities are all going to go away. So we need to start this. And like I say, this is not legal advice. This is not financial advice. This is just, this is just my opinion, that people need to start defying their municipalities.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just to put in a few words what Gwyneth is saying. And she's saying what Kyle says. And we're all saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing, too. Get out of Dodge. Buy a farm. Make your own way. And here's a way to look at it. Defying the laws of physics is a fool's game. Defying the laws of physics is a fool's game. And what I mean by that is if you think the municipality is going to create water when there's a drought, they can't. If you think that a municipality is going to take care of your security, ultimately, how can they defy the laws of physics? They can't. How is it possible that a city or a city-state or a corporation posing as government is going to defy the laws of physics? They can't. And you can't either. I can't either. No one can. So what you really need to do is consider making your own way and get away from people who don't understand physics, who don't understand morality, who don't abide by common decency. So it seems like there's only one thing to do, and that's get out of the way of harm, which means get out of Dodge. I can't figure any other way out. Now, am I saying something that I read about and I think maybe someday I'll do? I'm doing what we're talking about. I have done it. I've done it for about 40 years, over 40 years, like 44 years. I've gotten out of Dodge for 44 years. More than half my life. And looking back, could I have made more digits? Yeah, I could have made more digits. But would I have as fulfilling a life? No. Would I be stressed more? You bet. Would I have to do what bosses told me to do? Yep. Do I do that very well? Nope. And would I be on the air? Nope. Because I wouldn't have time. I'd go to work. I'd kill myself at work. I'd listen to what the stupid bosses told me to do. I'd try to do it. I'd try to do the impossible. And then I'd come home and swan dive on the couch, wake up the next morning, and repeat. And die early. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. But, you know, I know I keep saying this, but it's absolutely true. And people need to get this through their skull, through their skulls. Everything that you see out there is going away soon. And that's probably the theme for this broadcast. We got a small taste of it here in Australia today, yesterday, with the Optus outage. You know, people freaked out. They didn't know what to do with themselves. They couldn't pay for a haircut. They could not pay for a haircut. Barbers were closed. Cafes were closed. They couldn't make a cup of coffee. Their customers, because their customers couldn't pay because they didn't know how to use paper currency anymore. So the cafe shut, the barber shop shut. You know, all of the other businesses shut. People, you know, didn't know how to get somebody to the hospital outside of the ambulance system. So people died. At least one person, it was reported, had a cardiac arrest. I don't know if that person lived or died, but, you know, the person that was with them was unable to call an ambulance and had to run out on the street asking for somebody with a non-Optus cell phone so that they could call an ambulance, dial 000 to call an ambulance. They didn't know how to do CPR. Everybody should learn how to do CPR. I know how to do CPR, and I once saved the life of a man who had a heart attack in the middle of the shopping centre. I did CPR, and I saved his life. Now, I'll pat myself on the back for that one, but, you know, really, it's just that was a long time ago, and, you know, but everybody should know how to do CPR. This is, it's just a basic life skill as far as I'm concerned. But people don't. They don't want to know. Yeah, they say, oh, we'll dial 000. But what happens when you can't pay for your accommodation anymore? And you've got to try the kids to look after. Try the children to look after. What? How are you going to feed them? You know, what are you going to do? You've got to think about these things ahead of time, because if you don't, and when that moment comes, you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt. Please think about these things ahead of time. I can hear music, Vincent, and I think we're at the end of the broadcast.
We are.
Again.
We are. Yep. Man, class, it's time to go to work. For all of us. For all of us.
Yeah.
Yep. Time to go to work.
It's
we got a job to do.
It's all going down real quick.
We've got a job to do, as the Andrews sisters said during World War II. We've got a job to do.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.